You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Spring training is here, and Brian McTaggart, pretty much on his way to Florida at this point, but he stops long enough to join us this week. A little Astros talk. I'm Dave Ramond with Brian McTaggart of Astros.com. BTAG, before the team even gets to Florida, the Evan Gattis surgery was news this week, and he's going to miss a little more than a month, it appears. I saw you put a good positive spin on it, but that can't be good news, can it?
Oh, well, no, it's not good news. I mean, they want Gattis getting the at-bats. He's going to be out 4 to 6 weeks with a hernia surgery, and I mean, he's going to be back close to opening day, could be ready for opening day, so it could be a lot worse. I guess what I wrote was, they have a lot of guys vying for this first base spot, three prospects, Singleton, so this is really going to free them up to spread out the at-bats at DH and at first base and get really a good look at these guys. I mean, they know what Gattis is going to do. The bad thing for Gattis is, he dropped 20 pounds. He wanted to come to camp and try to play some first base, try to catch a little bit. I know he really wanted to get behind the plate this year and just not be a one-dimensional DH like he was last year. For the most part, he did play some left field, but, that's going to maybe derail that a little bit, so that's going to hurt. But bottom line for the Astros, things go well. The recovery goes like they expect it to. He will be, back in the lineup around opening day. So it could be a lot worse. Good thing they caught it now, and he can get his surgery out of the way and start to rehab.
Yeah. So speaking of getting it, catching it now. How is it that it got to this late in the offseason? You know what I mean?
Well, he said he was working out, and he felt a little discomfort, and just kind of after a few days, like, I need to go get this checked out. And then he went up to the ballpark to talk to the trainers, and 5 days later he was having surgery. So it's not like something a couple of months ago he was like, I'm going to have hernia surgery. I'm going to put it off till middle of or early February. It was sort of something that came around, in the last week or so, last 10 days. And then, he finally decided to go get it looked at, and it turned out to be a sports hernia. So, good thing now than do it a month from now, because then you're looking at being without Gattis for a week and for a month into the season, rather. And for all Gattis' shortcomings, he still led your team in home runs and RBIs, and he was maddening to watch at times. But you still want that bat in the lineup.
Yeah, right. No, I mean, critical that they have him in the lineup, and especially when a guy like Chris Carter is now gone.
Yeah,
he was. Correct me if I'm wrong, and I apologize for this, Brian, but I seem to recall him, while he led the team with 27 home runs, didn't he get off to a really slow start?
Yeah, he did. Maybe it's a good thing he might miss the first week of the season. Because, I think he was like maybe 0 for low 20s, and a lot of those were strikeouts. I think a good 18, or it was like maybe like 0 for 22 with like 18 strikeouts. I know he had an 0 for 5 game with 5 strikeouts. Or something like that. But, yeah, he got off to a miserable start. And then his numbers after that were okay, not great. But, he missed the first week of last season as well, for all intents and purposes.
Yeah, all right. So maybe it's all a wash. What about this offseason for the Astros? So much optimism last year and excitement getting to the postseason. They certainly made some moves this offseason. What jumps out at you of the many moves they made?
Well, I think if you look at what they did, everything pretty much was bolstering pitching. They did bring back Colby Rasmus, but you look at the other moves they made, they re-signed Sipp, they went out and got Pfister, of course, the Ken Giles trade. So even though their pitching staff was one of the best in the majors last year, not only starters and relievers, they felt they needed more pitching. They felt they could get better. And they've created a deep rotation now where you have six guys who have a quality track record. I'm throwing Fires in there as well. He's a little more unproven than the other guys. But, the five other guys, definitely McCullers, considering what he did last year, and then Keuchel and McHugh and Feldman and Pfister, have all proven they can be good major league pitchers when they're healthy. And then Keuchel won the Cy Young. So, they made a deep rotation, one of the deepest rotations they've had in years, and then adding Sipp was vital because they really didn't have a lefty specialist, even though they used him in a lot of different roles last year. Getting him back was key, and then, of course, we've talked about Giles before, and adding that heat to the back of the the bullpen. So they just went out and bolstered their pitching, and I think they were happy with their offense. It certainly has holes, but they did score a lot of runs, hit a lot of home runs, and I think they're going to continue to be a team that strikes out and hits a lot of home runs and scores a lot of runs. Now they hope they can pitch it a little better, get deeper into the games with the starters, and even close out games that they couldn't close out last year. We all know they had a really difficult September closing out games, and then in the playoffs they had the big blown lead against the Royals that maybe if Ken Giles was in there throwing some key innings at any point, maybe things go a little bit differently.
Yeah, well, and so they are going to be every bit as good on the pitching side, sensibly. And I certainly, the Ken Giles thing to me is just an enormous addition to this team. Offensively, I feel like they were a frustration, at least for fans, right? Because it was so, the run distribution was so lumpy. It was just great explosions and into horrible droughts. Is it pretty much going to be the same scene again this year?
I would think so. I mean, I don't think at this point that Colby Rasmus is going to be anything different than he is, or Gattis, or, you know, you're hoping for a full season out of some guys now, like Gomez and Springer and Correa, and that could really, really help the offense. I do think Correa, having, you know, him for a full year and now being an experienced player, he's got some playoffs under his belt, that could really help the lineup. Altuve is going to be a high on-base guy, but they still have a lot of high strikeouts, all-or-nothing players, and I know they got rid of one in Carter, but I think that's just the way they are. And unless someone like Tyler White comes up and gets that starting first base job, which I really don't foresee at this point, then that'll be a guy they can put in their lineup who hardly strikes out at all. But as of right now, that's who they are. And it's, you know, I don't think they came this way because they wanted to be this way. I think it's kind of the way things worked out. And I know they have some talent coming through the minor leagues that are some guys who put the bat on the ball and get on base at a higher clip. And who knows, maybe they're not done yet. I mean, there's still a few dozen free agents still sitting out there here a week from spring training. And maybe with the Gattis injury and the uncertainty at first base, maybe the Astros decide to dip their foot in that free agent water and get one of these guys. Maybe they can get one on a minor league deal. I'm not sure. But, I don't all of a sudden see the Astros, winning games 3-2. I think they're going to try to win 8-2 and bashing people, and that's going to mean a few nights where you get shut out and strike out 13 times too.
They're so solid and fat up the middle. You mentioned the situation at first base. That has to be the biggest question mark, because I know, you know, Singleton seems like a reasonable answer right now, but I think that jury is still out on him. And even at third base, you know, if it's Valbuena or Marwin Gonzalez, it's just interesting positions to have in such flux, I guess, is the way I look at it.
Yeah, like you said, they're so set up the middle, and the corners are it's kind of up for grabs. And, you know, I did mention that a couple of weeks ago to somebody. I can't remember if it was Luno or A.J. Hintz, and I was stopped, and they said, you know what, don't shortchange Valbuena. He's going to start for us. And so he's going to start, you know, first or third. More than likely, Valbuena is going to start at third. So they're going to be committed to him one more year. But, yeah, you have this just mix of guys at first base, a bunch of young guys, Singleton, who has crushed Triple-A pitching, yet to do it at the major league level. I mean, who's going to come out of there? Can you really rely on one of these guys? Are they going to be content starting A.J. Reed at the major league level at this point in his career? You know, I don't know. It depends what kind of spring he has. Maybe they go out and get one of these free agents and move somebody to first base, maybe get a free agent third baseman, move Valbuena to first to give you a little bit of peace of mind. But, you know, I think it'll be real interesting a year from now when Valbuena's gone and they have Moran, who's probably going to be ready, and, you know, Reed's going to be ready. You might have your infield for the future set for a long time. But as of right now, the corners remain a little bit up in the air. Valbuena a little set at third, but first base certainly is just a crapshoot at this point.
Okay, so I like to say the offseason's not done yet. Before you get down to Kissimmee, something could happen. And certainly before the team leaves Kissimmee, something could happen. What do you feel like is the one thing left undone, or that maybe they could have addressed or should still address?
I think there's a couple areas to look at. I think they could use another left-handed reliever. I mentioned Sipp. If you look at who other lefties are going to bring into camp, really not anybody that excites you as far as being a lefty specialist type guy. And Sipp was used against righties last year a lot too, and in some big situations in the eighth inning. So he really wasn't a lefty specialist per se. But, you know, also keep an eye on the backup catcher market. Castro's coming back. He's the starter. We know that. but Stassi being the backup catcher isn't written in stone. I think that's very much going to be a competition, and if they don't like what they see from Stassi or Tyler Heineman, a rookie who's yet to play in the majors, if they don't like what they see in these guys, they might go out and try to acquire a backup catcher somewhere. So, and keep an eye on first base as well. But I think backup catcher, and I definitely think left-handed reliever could be two things the Astros might not be done trying to acquire as we hit Kissimmee and then for the couple of weeks after the game start.
All right. Well, Kissimmee beckons. I presume there will be plenty of karaoke down there for you as well. And you got to be excited about that.
Yeah, you know, it's been known to get up there and sing a tune here and there. So we'll see. I'll let you know. I'll let you know my appearance dates, and then we can get those out to the public.
Yes, that's what we need to do. That's what we need to do. All right, Brian. Well, have a good trip, man. We'll talk to you from Florida. Brian McTaggart, MLB.com Extras, the Houston Astros edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.